This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, and that means it's time for Tuesday's Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
That's Japanese surf guitarist Takeshi Taraichi, also known as Terry, and still going strong in his 70s. That was with his first group, the Blue Jeans, which he formed in 1962. He left them and joined the Bunnies for a few years before going back to the Blue Jeans. And on his musical CV, you'll find he formed an 82-piece mandolin orchestra in his teens and a big band playing Duke Ellington covers. Quite a character. So welcome to another Late Junction week. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you Tuesday to Thursday, 11 until half past midnight. And later on tonight, there's bird-inspired music and birds, and some recently released music from EST, recorded before the tragic death of Esbjørn Svensson in the summer of 2008. Now, I've been delving into what I call my Satchmo suitcase over the last few weeks. It's a 10-CD collection of recordings by Louis Armstrong, beautifully presented in a small briefcase with a hardback book and photos. And there's so much good music. Honestly, I don't know where to begin. So let's just dive in. This is W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars, recorded in Chicago in 1954.
See pretty browns in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpocket skill. You'll find that business never closes till somebody gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds in walk, except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings the Beale Street Blues, he said, I'd rather be here than any place I know. Yes, I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going to the river, maybe by and by. Yes, I'm going to the river, and there's a reason why. Because the river's wet and feels sweet down, down dry.
Great stuff. Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars from 1954 and W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. And that's from a recent 10-CD collection of music called Satchmo, Ambassador of Jazz, which I'll be dipping into throughout this week. Now to the Iranian-born Kamanche virtuoso Kehan Kalhor, well known around the world for his outstanding performances on the traditional Persian spiked fiddle. But on his most recent recording, he's playing the Shah Kaman, an instrument specially made for him after years of work by Peter Biffin. It's based on the Kamanche, but also takes ideas from the Chinese erhu and the Turkish tanbur. Kehan Kalhor is accompanied by the bass santur, played by Ali Bahrami Fahd. And the album is a bittersweet reflection on love, life and country, he says. This composition is Dancing Under the Walnut Tree.
Thank you. They stand up to fight. but for death or for glory, we're forced to decide. A moment in history or just the passing of time. For the dead man, I sing my song. For the dead man, I sing my song. Those who run our countries, they will never see, 'cause they've never had to make the choice to bite the hand that feeds. There are thousands of people who are left to fall between the cracks in our culture that were torn apart by greed. For the dead man, I sing my song. For the dead man, I sing my song. Can't afford to go to school, with no path to walk upon a generation left to crawl, with cuts to public services and national health reform. It's all for one and none for all, I guess. We've been here before. For the dead man, I sing my song. For the dead man, I sing my song.
I fell in love with Lucy Ward's voice the first time I heard her, so I'm very glad this great young singer from Derby has got a new single just out. It's called For the Dead Men. And Lucy's got loads of concert dates coming up too, so hopefully you'll get a chance to hear her. On Thursday, she's at Lyme in Cheshire, Saturday at Brixton in Devon, and she goes on to Leicester, Nottingham, Greenwich, Solihull. And if you go to her website, you'll see she's got dates right up to the autumn, including the Sark Festival, that should be nice, and the Show of Hands Family Day in Abbotsbury in July. Queensland, Australia, is the location for this chorus of birds, and it includes a black butcher bird, a northern chowchilla, an eastern whip bird, a yellow honey eater, a green catbird, a wampoo pigeon, and a Victoria's rifle bird. Evan Parker there, recorded in the Holywell Music Room in Oxford in 1989 and released on an album called Conic Sections. Evan says that the acoustics of the rooms were so distinctive that he was pushed away from the kind of playing he'd had in mind for the recording, as though the room had its own ideas as well. Ramo's Call of the Birds before, played there by Jill Crossland, and a chorus of birds recorded at Mount Lewis in Queensland, Australia, including the black butcherbird and the northern chowchilla. Nearly 4 years ago now, we were all so shocked at the tragic accident which led to the death of the Swedish pianist Esbjörn Svensson. The other members of EST, Don Berglund and Magnus Öström, have recently revisited some unreleased recordings from early 2007, made in Sydney's famous Studio 301, and some of those are about to be released. So here they are, EST, Esbjörn Svensson playing piano, Don Berglund on bass and Magnus Öström on drums, Inner City, Inner Lights.
Thank you. Thank you.
EST from a new release of music recorded in 2007 in Australia, the year before the death of Esbjörn Svensson. A track there called Inner City, Inner Lights. Very moving to hear that music now, and I'll play you more from that album next week. Ghana in 1973 and a group of musicians who stayed together for a couple of years and then they went their own ways, one ending up in the research department of Ghana University studying African instruments, while another was director of the Ghana National Symphony and then formed the Pan African Orchestra. They are Edza Yawa and this is Obube.
Thank you.
Ellen Darlin, whose solo CD Rolling Bomber I've been playing you recently. That was a track called Germany, and it followed Brooklyn Rider playing the first movement of a suite from the film score Bent by Philip Glass, and 1970s Ghana Festival there from Edza Yawa. This is a duo who come from the Altai Mountains of southern Siberia, Sergei Kharkov and his daughter Yulia Kharkov, inspired by the vocal traditions of their elders. In fact, Yulia was the first woman to dare to enter what had previously been a very much a male domain. This piece is called Swans, though it's about geese and swallows as well.
Thank you.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, every day to you I pray. Oh, yes, Lord. For you to drive my sins away.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
Louis Armstrong recorded in 1938 in New York City with the Decca Mixed Choir. And that's from that 10-CD Satchmo suitcase set I mentioned earlier on. And music from the Altai Mountains before that, from Sergei and Yulia Kharkov. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. This is a group from Glasgow called Tatty Toes, with a Basque singer, Nereo Bello. Shane Connolly, the drummer, is also a puppeteer. Rafe Fitzpatrick is their Welsh violinist, and Harry Reeve on bass is from Bolton. And I just like their patchwork quilt of weirdness.
Stop. Çadılıp gülmüyor da garip yazılıdır. Karlı dağlar gibi başı pusludur. Aman hele gözler nemli, kibrik ıslıdır, uyuy ıslıdır. Düşmüş almana yolumuz Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im. Aman hele gözler nemli, kibrik ıslıdır, uyuy ıslıdır. Düşmüş almana yolumuz Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im. Solmuş bahçesinden oy gül Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im.
The Turkish baglama player İsmail Altansaray and a piece called Zenepe Arat. It's a traditional Anatolian song which is a lament for a young girl, Zeynep. And that followed a group from Glasgow called Tatty Toes and a track from their album Turnip Famine. Sebastian Roachford has started what he calls a singles club, which releases a two-track digital single as a download on the last Friday of every month. Last month brought him together with Leo Abrahams.
Frightens me. I've got a good eye. I can see. sharply the smallest things. Read the smallest and blurriest letters between two microlines. I've got a good eye. I can easily spot and point out which one of you is a sinner. Your struggles and your doubts. Do you want my eyes? I'd rather be without. I'd rather not know, not see. What I see frightens me. Thank you.
Hanna Huckelberg and Too Good to Be True from her recent release called Featherbrain. And rumour has it that Hanna will be in the UK at the end of April, which is very good news. And she followed Sebastian Rochford and Leo Abrahams, a piece called Faint Eligible Remains. And that's from last month's download from Seb's monthly Singles Club, as he calls it. Manuel de Somaya was a Creole composer born in Mexico City, where he became director of music at the cathedral in 1714. And he ends Late Junction tonight with some more Birds. Ex-Cathedra and Geoffrey Skidmore perform Rejoice Mortals, for the dawn is coming and the dismal night is departing in shame. The Birds are singing with tuneful voices, the nightingale and the goldfinch. Till tomorrow, good night.
Was